Om Shanti. Today we welcome dear Ramnath Bhai. Can we have an applause for him, please? Many of you sitting here are old BKs, some are new. So I have known Ramnath Bhai since I've come into Gyan, which is 87. And of course, he has been here much before that in Pandav Bhavan. He used to live in Pandav Bhavan before. And whenever it was anything connected to sweets, it was Ramnath Bhai, because he was handling the toli department. And not only that, he was very good in giving us some tips and points whenever we used to go to him for toli. So it was double toli. And then as our family has increased and we have Shantiwan, so Ramnath Bhai has gone down and we don't see much of him, because there he has thousands and thousands of brothers and sisters to take care of. So when we have double foreigners here, then Ramnath Bhai is very nice of him that he comes here and he talks to us. He is very good at explaining about meditation and how the whole technique works. And since I have come into Gyan in 87, I have heard a lot from Ramnath Bhai and been helped by that. And he has made a lot of efforts to study deeply about this subject, which is the main subject for all of us. So today we are very happy and honored to have Ramnath Bhai between us, and we look forward to see him and talk to him and hear him. Thank you.
Om Shanti. And today's topic is how to overcome negativity and waste and negativity. Because just few days before, Baba said, if you want to achieve award from Bab Dada, so what to do? Avoid waste and negativity. Now question is coming. Thoughts are coming in mind. So who will control, who will convince the mind? Even though sometimes we do not like it. Till thoughts are coming in mind. And mind is root cause for everything. So who will convince the mind? Anybody? Because it is said, do not control your mind. Do not suppress your mind. What to do? Convince your mind. But who will convince? Up to today, in the whole world education, or the science has taught to us, conscious and subconscious. In the world education, what is concentration? Focus of mind is concentration. Apply, use your mind. By chance, if that mind is naughty, mind is creating negative against of my will and wish, what to be done? So what is solution? Anybody is having solution? What is solution? Sometimes we know, looking to the situation, looking to the person, yes, after listening knowledge, I should not get angry. We realize, we know, but the situation is coming in front of us. What to be done? Because it is very easy to teach others, but it is very difficult to teach the self. So who will teach the self? Who will teach me? If I will tell you should not do this, you should not do this. But if I am doing this, so who will teach me? And that's why we came in this spiritual universal university. It is a spiritual university where the spiritual knowledge is given. And the World Education Society is also telling lack of spirituality in our education. What is that spirituality is lacking? Which is not at all taught in the whole world education up to today. That's where the word arises, tension. Otherwise, in human life, there is no tension. Why this word tension came? So it is very easy to teach others. Who will teach me? That's why the world creator, the supreme teacher, who is the ocean of knowledge, he came and he is giving this spiritual knowledge, which is not at all taught in the worldly physical universities. And there is no any spiritual university in the whole world. And only one this university is giving this spiritual knowledge. Who is giving? The creator of this universe, the supreme teacher. He is coming and he is giving knowledge. There are two energies in the whole universe. The science and the world philosophy has taught to us up to today. There is only one energy in the whole universe. But actually there are two energies. One is called physical energy. Atom contains electron, proton, neutron. It is a physical energy. It is everywhere else. But who is using this physical energy? That is called metaphysical energy. What is that? In simple language we say spiritual energy. We say it is a soul. What is that soul? Soul is coming from where? Where is that soul in this body? What is that soul is doing in this body? And when this soul is leaving this body, where that soul will go? Because child taking birth is self-handicapped. Who is giving these different shapes? This spiritual knowledge is lacking. And in that spiritual knowledge also, what is this soul? What is this spirit? What is this metaphysical energy? This soul is having three powers. When the soul takes birth in this body, when the soul is creating something, we call it is mind. After that, you may ask, what is mind? Once again, mind is a machine which creates thoughts irrespective of good and bad, day and night. Negative, positive thoughts are coming. After that, we have one more power called intellect. And that is the heart of the soul. This heart is just pumping the blood. Sometimes we say, I love you from my true heart. This heart is not loving. It is physical. Intellect is the heart of the soul. And that is called intellect. Whatever is coming in the mind, good or bad, intellect is having understanding power. This thought is good for my personality. This thought is bad for my personality. That understanding power is there. After understanding, after taking decision, any action I am doing with this instrument, each action is recorded. And for each action, there is a reaction. And there is no excuse of ignorance of law of action. You may say, I do not know. For that, who will going to excuse me? I have done it. I am responsible. That's why it is said, we are superior than the animal. Why? we are having one more power that is called intellect. Understanding power is there, and which is not taught in the whole world education. That's why the whole world is telling, eat, drink and enjoy. Who has sin tomorrow? Who has sin tomorrow? But tomorrow is certain. When the soul is doing any activities with this instrument, each action is recorded. And I am responsible for that, each action. In my life there is sorrow, there is happiness. Whatever is there, I am responsible. My actions are responsible. If I am having this awareness, sufficient. This is the essence of the whole spiritual knowledge. In one word. One word I must know always. When I took birth in this body, up to the last breath, any action I am performing with this instrument, with this body, each action is recorded. And I am responsible. I have to reap the fruit of it. So now question is coming. Whatever is recorded, they are emerging in three forms. First, whatever I recorded, they are emerging in the form of dreams. Dreams are telling what you are. What type of actions are recorded? What type of soul I am? What is in me? So dreams are telling. Second, thoughts are telling. From where these thoughts are coming? Nobody is in front of me, I am alone. Why these negative thoughts are coming? Who is creating this? What is the source? That must be known. So after that, it will see in the form of action. So there is a margin here. When I realize the dreams are telling me these things are in me. Before emerging, they will emerge in the form of thoughts. They will emerge. What to be done? So here, the Supreme Teacher, He has taught to us. He has given knowledge. You are a soul. And you are having these seven values. You came from incorporeal world. We are only guest here. It is not our home. We came for temporary period. Our original home is there. He is our father. And what to do and what not to do? The whole knowledge is given. That is called, in simple we say, it is Murli. When we listen, listening, reading is not everything. We listen many things. We collect plenty information from the whole world. Collecting information, reading, listening is not everything. That is what Baba said today. We note down also many things. What is the use of that? Understanding. We have that power. After listening, talk to you. After listening the Murli, what Baba said today, what I have to do whole day. So, I have to understand. After understanding, that is, for that once again, one more thing is necessary. Sometimes, we listen and we understand. Yes, I should not behave like this way. I should not do actions like this way. We realize. We understand, but there is no power to control. Brick is not there. So, second point, power is also very important. So, and that is taught here. The Almighty Father is telling, if you remember me, I came not just to teach you, but I will give you power also. knowledge and power, both are necessary. If both I accumulate by meditation, and when we listen the knowledge, listening is not everything. After listening, there is also a system how to listen. If I listen today, I can remember for 50 years. We have the sound memory power. Only we must know how to record it. There is a technique. Not just listening we will remember everything, no. Just like in tape record also, you see. So when you play, playing is going on. If you want to record something, you have to press two buttons at a time. Play and recording. Then whatever you are doing, it is recorded. So here also you must know. We listen many things, we note down also. After listening, after reading, convenes what I have to do whole day. What Baba has taught to me. What type of action I have to perform whole day. As per my old habit or as per the new knowledge. New understanding power is given. New directions are given. As per that, I have to operate this body. And as per the new information, when I understand, sometimes, as per the past old habit, thoughts will come. But intellect is there. Understanding power is there. Suddenly intellect will convince the mind, no, it is old habit. I should not think like this way. I should not see the person who is in front of me as per the old habit. I have to see with this new knowledge. Now I realize. So when I convince the mind, not once, that is called application of knowledge on our habits. Deep-rooted habits are there. Since many life, we have to change it. And we know, others do not know, what is coming, going on in my mind. I know better than you. I understand, yes. So what to be done? So here Baba is giving, apply the knowledge. Convince yourself. Once, twice, thrice. Convince day by day. By convincing, we can conquer. We can achieve victory over the mind. Not once, it will take time. Because deep-rooted habits, convincing power is necessary. And that convincing power will come by listening knowledge. When we listen the Murli, there also there are actually five types of techniques are there. Just we listen, we cannot remember. After listening the Murli, how to remember? Because why you have to remember? You have to apply it whenever you want. 5 years before Baba has said this. 10 years before Baba has given this technique. Yesterday Baba has given this. So all this I have to record in memory. Whenever situation comes, I want to apply. It's a medicine. It is a weapon. It is a knowledge. To achieve victory. To conquer the mind. Because there is a habit. If after listening, as per the old habit, sometimes we do some action, then we feel, oh, what is this? we realize. But it is too late. We know. That's why it is said, listening, reading, sometimes we say, I read twice Murli, I read whole day, three times, four times. I read, I listen. But what I have understood, only one version each day is sufficient. One Murli point, I have to listen and I have to note down and I have to keep, brothers must keep in their pockets. Because it is said, healthy mind in healthy body. Three times in a day minimum, we take care of this body. How many times we take care of the self? Only once. Morning we read. We listen. Finish. So healthy body, weak mind. So what to be done? Always we are busy. We must be busy. It is necessary. So what to be done? So at least three times in a day, if knowledge, information, one Murli point is available. So after Murli class, I go to breakfast. We are having two hands. This hand is feeding the body. This hand is pick up what Baba said. It is a food for the mind. Positive thoughts, it is a food for the mind. Feed yourself. Once again in afternoon. Once again in the evening, dinner. Otherwise stomach is only one. Why you have to take three times? Morning you have taken breakfast. Why you have to take dinner? The food is necessary for the physical body. For the soul also. Positive thoughts. It is a food. So minimum three times in a day, only one Murli point. If I am feeding, then we can say healthy mind in healthy body. There is a balance. Otherwise there is an imbalance. One is weak, one is sound. Minimum it is. If you want to go fast, Baba is telling always, Tivru Purusharthi. Go fast. There are many techniques. Whole day we communicate with others. We meet, we have to talk, we have to deal. Many things you have to do. Do it. There is no restriction. Suppose somebody is giving you sorrow, somebody is telling many negative things. We have to listen. We are in family. We have to listen. But I should not get influenced with that. I have to protect. So what we'll do? Okay, somebody is giving communicating with you by mobile, by email, by orally. Listen. When he finished, brother, wait, pick up and read and tell him, today Baba said this. Negative he is giving. If you are giving positive, negative influence will be wiped out. But it must be available. We cannot remember at that time. We are under the influence of negativity. So it must be available. If it is somewhere else, that's why the knowledge must be available. Suddenly you can pick up, read. Suppose sometimes we meet. Just do not say thank you, Om Shanti. It is the old style. New, add something. When you say Om Shanti, then share. Today Baba said, very good point. And you see their face. Baba said many times, be happy and give happiness to others. How you will give happiness? This is a technique. Anytime, anywhere else, any person, suppose somebody is not in knowledge, even though he may be not in knowledge, do not use the word Baba. You said, yes, I have read one book, I want to share with you. Okay, share positive things. The whole world is sharing negative things. This happened, that happened. And Baba said, you share positive things. And each day Baba is giving us. How many times in a day we are sharing? we are making permanent sanskar, eternal sanskars. That is our property. That is our wealth. So many times Baba is telling, knowledge is source of income. It is a wealth. Stored it. So if you are storing like this way, whenever mind is creating some negative, mind is naughty, somewhere you attract, many things will come, do not worry. But Baba has given weapon, medicine, power, convince. Why you attract, what you want? What will happen? What is the result of it? Convince yourself. To convince, we require knowledge. If you are convincing like this way, we can overcome the old habits. And we can clean, because Baba said, if you want to go to golden age, cleanness is very important. Karmatit, pure. Because we are telling how heaven will come on this earth. Baba never bring from Param, he never stand from Paramdham. By our own action, by our own actions, we'll do good actions. So we'll bring paradise, heaven on this earth. And for that, Baba is teaching us. And these are two instruments, powers we are having, mind and intellect. Listening and understand. After that, do the action. That action will give you happiness. And that action will give happiness to others. Very simple it is. But there is that strong habit. We say it is Maya. We give different names. Because Baba is also telling, Maya is nothing. And he is giving understanding. Each day, new information, new Murli points. Not once Baba has came and he has given knowledge, finish. No, each year he is coming. Just you see, 1 year before Baba said, if any problem comes, any situations comes in your life, what will do? Baba said, get up early in the morning, come straightway to Madhuban, not physically, mentally. After that, this year, first 24th of October, when Baba came for the foreigners first time, then once again Baba has given new medicine. Baba said, anything happens in your life, give it to Baba. And Baba will give you, make you happy. Once again Baba has given 31st of January. And once again new medicine he has given. Baba said, if you are having anything in your life, in your heart, do not keep it. Give it to others. Because there will be a sudden change. If it is in your heart, there will be a carry forward. So clean it here only. How to give? How to clean? Baba said, first, give it to dadis, those who are senior. Give it to senior brothers. If not, third, Baba said, with whom you are having faith. Suppose you are having faith on somebody, omit yourself. Whatever is in your heart, clean it. Give it to him. Do not keep anything in your heart. Make it clean. Because there will be a sudden change. So each time, each year he is coming and giving new techniques. Because Baba is understanding. Baba is looking each and one child. In this Murli also you see, now on 15th March, Baba has given, Baba knows each and one children's stage. How much children are pure. how much they are clean. Baba knows it. Till Baba is telling, do this, do this. So even though knowing, he is studying us. He came to teach. His aim is to purify. Not by just blessings, by teaching. Because we have to understand and we have to do function, actions. By our actions, we will bring paradise on this earth for ourselves. So that knowledge is very important. And each day Baba is giving new, 1 point you take sufficient. And you see 30 days, 30 Murli point you are accumulating. And it's a power. Because each day, 3 times in a day, I am feeding myself. I convince myself, morning, afternoon, evening. I make myself healthy. Spiritually, I am knowledgeful. Understanding power is there. At a time, I can read many things, but we cannot. Intellect is so impure. Stone intellect, Baba is telling. So we cannot. One drop. Each day one drop is sufficient. Each day Baba is giving new point. Collect it. Convince yourself. And those who are coming in your relation, connection, share with them. So how many people I am serving each day? I am accumulating, I am creating eternal sanskars. This is wealth. So sometimes in different situation, different thoughts are coming. Negativity, waste. Because there is a habit, we want to change others. That is our understanding, old understanding. Always we want to see, he or she must change. We want to see them. But Baba has taught to us, all are having eternal role. Nobody can change the role of others. Just like we are having habit when we sit in front of TV, we are having that remote control. I want to change the channels. Same we want to change others' behavior, others' attitude. No. That a new information Baba is giving, it is a spiritual knowledge he is giving. All are having independent role. They have to play. But what is my role? He has given knowledge. You protect yourself from others' influence. You adjust somewhere you have to adjust. Somewhere you have to tolerate. Somewhere you have to face. For that, he is giving knowledge and he is telling always, remember me. Correct power. Because in some situations, we have to adjust. In some situations, we have to tolerate. In some situations, we have to face. So that knowledge and power, both are necessary. If we are having both this knowledge and power, we can apply not on others, but on self. That is called self-management. Manage your own thoughts. Do not try to manage others first. Manage yourself. One who can manage himself, he can manage to others also. First, I have to change. If I am unable to change myself, how others will change? How I can change others? So it is, Baba said today, how to convince, control the intellect. This is the heart. Here there is understanding power. So always Baba is telling, maintain silence. Be introvertness. What is the meaning of this? Do not stop thinking. But apply. It is, we are just like a scientist. Always scientist in laboratory. He do some experiments. Here also, often listening the Murli, I have to sit while working also, while doing all the activities, I must apply and not on others. Apply on self. See, one information, to change one habit, how many months, how many years it requires. It is a research on self. Then I can say, yes, to change this habit, it will require 1 month, this medicine, for 1 month, 1 year, 6 months, then we can convince. That is called share your experience. Even scientists, those who are doing medicine, creating medicine, they are also doing same thing. They do experiments. So here also we have to do experiment on self. Work on self. See, observe my what mind is doing. Whenever I see my friend, my enemy, known person, unknown person, what my mind is doing? Self-observation is very important. See, check yourself. So who will do this? The intellect, that is the heart. Intellect is the eye. Observe, with this intellect you observe yourself, not others' behavior. Why is doing this? Why is doing this? It is his role. All are having independence here. He want to play like this way. Let him play. If I do not like, I have to protect myself from others' behaviors, from others' attitude. I have to protect. But I cannot change him. I cannot stop him. That must be known. Otherwise, always, up to today, we want to change others. I want to see him. Always we are observing. I want to see him. He must change. He must leave the anger. I never ask whether I have left this. I have changed. I do not have time to see the self. So here Baba is telling, check and change. Check yourself. So changing, not you cannot change as it is. Knowledge and power. It is a medicine. Apply. Knowledge and medicine. How long, you may ask? Observe yourself. It may take 1 day, it may take 1 month, it may take 15 days, it may take 6 months. Depends on the depth. Depends on the deep sanskar, it takes time. Some sanskars are very light. Some sanskars are very deep rooted. There we require patience. Otherwise it is a human nature, attitude. Instant. We expect always, we want instant. Just like allopathic medicine. It never cures, it suppresses the disease. But we want instant relief. So here Baba said, do not suppress your mind. Just like suppressing means taking drugs. It is suppressing temporary for 1 hour, 2 hours, we get relief. It is suppressing the mind. And by spiritual treatment, by knowledge and power, permanently we cure. So what we prefer? Suppression or convincing? But if you want to convince, we require that clean intellect, clean heart. How you clean your heart? What is that yoga? How to remember that Baba? Because intellect is just like a mirror. If you go and stand in front of the mirror, we can see your face very clearly. But after 2 days, if you go and see, we cannot see. Why? That there is a coating, dust coating of dust. Mirror is coated with the dust. So who will going to clean? It is my mirror. So here, meditation is what? Clean your intellect. Just like physical exercise will give you physical fitness. Whole day we never do exercise. Early in the morning, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 1 hour. Physical exercise will give you physical fitness. Mental exercise will give you mental fitness. What is that mental exercise? In other words, here it is said meditation. What is meditation? Once again, create positive. If you are creating positive thoughts, minimum 5 minutes, 10 minutes, half an hour, the positive thoughts will clean the intellect. The intellect is coated with the dust. Take a cloth and clean it. Here also, if at least meditation is what, when you sit in meditation, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, half an hour, create positive. So we clean our intellect. Now once again question is coming, what is that positive? What is that positive? What is negative? So once again Baba is given technique. Think about the self. I is what? The soul. What is soul? What is the form of the soul? Think only about the self. What is the form? What are my qualities? There are 7 qualities. One by one. Because in the whole world, universe, it is said, what is meditation? Activate your consciousness and connect with the Supreme Consciousness. How to activate? So here Baba is telling, ask yourself, who am I? What is my form? What are my qualities? One by one, ask, these are my qualities. So create positive. What is my function? What I am doing? From where I came? So when you are thinking about the self, it's a positive thought, it is cleaning the mind, intellect. When mind and intellect both are clean, after that, any action you are doing, that action is neat, clean, accurate. And with that action you will be happy. Self-satisfaction will be there. And you will give satisfaction to others also. Be happy and make others happy. By our action. To do that perfect action, neat and clean mind intellect is necessary. Mind and intellect both. Sometimes we write something, we do some action, but that action is not neat, clean, accurate. It will disturb others. We create some negative thoughts in others' mind by our actions. My actions are not neat, clean. So it is said, if you want to achieve perfection in your profession, concentration is necessary. Full attention is necessary. That's why in education also, always it is said, please be alert, give attention. Attention is what? You are looking, you are listening. What is attention? Your eyes are open, you are looking, you are listening. Till, even though your eyes are open, you are listening, physically, mentally we are here, but heart is somewhere else connected. Intellect is creating, activating some past memories. Then what you are listening? Oh, I do not know. So where you are? So word is used, please give attention. So mind and intellect both must be here. That's why nowadays, in the whole world profession, the word is used, bring your heart along with you. In profession, in workplace, bring your heart. Which heart? Not this heart. Without this you cannot come. The intellect is the heart of the soul. You have to apply your understanding power. Bring your heart along with you. So your mind and intellect, mind and heart, both are working at a time. That is concentration. There your each action will be neat, clean, accurate. Self-satisfaction will be there. You will be happy. For whom you are serving, he will also be happy. Self-contentment will be there. You will give satisfaction to others. That is our aim of life. That's why system is necessary. So that technique, that's what Baba is telling. He is not giving just blessings. He is not just giving drishti. He is teaching us. And when we listen, we have to understand and apply it in your action. How much we are applying, so then the numbers are coming. 1, 2, 1, 1st, 2nd, 3rd. Why there is a difference? Only one knowledge, only one teacher. Because while listening, we give full attention. After listening, we collect the information and we apply. So there is a numbers, 1st, 2nd, 3rd. Subject, royal family and the king. Why there is a subject? Why all cannot be king? Why all cannot be the royal family? So listening is not everything. How much we understand and how much we apply in each action. That is necessary. So with this awareness, we can see each day there is a change in my behavior, in my attitude. We see progress in my spiritual life. With that, we feel, yes, self-satisfaction will be there. Yes, I am doing something. There is a progress in my life. And with this power and knowledge, when we are working with others, because here it is a variety, flowers, variety sanskars, habits, because we are not sannyasis, we are staying in family life. We have to work, so we have to do service. When you come in relation, connection with others, so there also we apply knowledge and power. Not only for the self, when you are coming in others' relation, in service, suppose you are doing any profession, any type of work, somebody is always getting angry, always irritating, always making mistakes, what to be done? You will hate, you will ignore, you will get angry. Somewhere you have to adjust. Somewhere you have to tolerate. Okay, he is Baba's child. You have to keep good wishes. Try to convince once, twice. Because we know he is also Baba's child. Understand his abilities, capacities. All cannot be one. Some are servers, some are subjects, some are royal families. Understand others' capacity, ability. Do not suppress. Do not force. That understanding power, Baba, when we have all these things, then we can control, convince, we can overcome our own negativity or waste. Why this is? What is this? So always why is coming? So we cannot fly. It is a question mark. Why it is this? Why he is doing this? Even though he is senior, he is a 10 years old. Senior, junior, nothing. How much understanding power. Even one day child also, that's why many times Baba said, a last can go fast. And there is a margin, he can come first. Only here understanding. When you listen to the Murli, full concentration, full understanding power is there. And full information if you are applying, a last can go fast. There is a margin. Not 50 years, 10 years, 25 years is in knowledge. Not years are counted. Understanding power is used. It is right. Or years. 5 years, 10 years, senior, junior. How much we understand. How quick we change our habits. How much we are applying knowledge and power on our own habits. How quick we change. That is counted. For that, Baba said, Baba will give award. When we avoid negative and waste. Many things are there. To get that godly avoid, spiritual award, I have to avoid. I have to convince. Do not expect he or she must change. No, it is their role. My role is in my hands. I can convince myself. I have to change. If I want to convince, if I want to change, I have to apply. It is possible or difficult? After listening, it is possible to overcome negativity and waste, or it will take time. Now you want to ask anything more? Because after listening, so what you have understood, so you require some chance, not to ask something. Under this situation, what to be done? Under this situation, there are different situations. So anything, anybody want to ask anything more? It is easy or difficult? Very easy to listen. When into put into practical, when you go in that atmosphere, that's why one thing is explained, one more thing is left. Knowledge, what we listen, one Murli point must be always, at least 1 week, you have to keep along with you. Because it is a medicine. If you want to cure, leave the anger also, it is a medicine to cure the anger. Suppose I am having headache, just you say 10 times, oh headache, go. No, you have to take medicine. So one Murli point if you keep along with you, minimum 3 times in a day if you are feeding yourself, and sharing to others, you see within 15 days, 1 week, you see even though some situations will come to get angry, naturally you feel no. I should not. That natural there will be break. You will control yourself. You will convince. That power will come. But minimum one Murli point, you have to teach, feed yourself. And if you want to go fast, share with others. Do not keep. Do not just accumulate. Share with others. Only 1 point sufficient. Second, power is also necessary. To apply the knowledge, sometimes the situation is coming and we know, we are having full awareness that I should not get angry. But brick is not working. Powerful brick is important. That power will come from where? So Baba said here, if you want current, you have to use two lines. Then the current will come, negative and positive. We are also having two, negative and positive, that is called mind and intellect. Combine it and connect with the supreme power. So we can absorb that power. Power is necessary. So here, what is meditation? Sometimes just we sit, we churn Murli point. We create positive thoughts. Mind is working. See, sometimes when you sit in meditation, we do very deep conversation with Baba. We create positive thoughts. 1 minute, 2 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes. See, suddenly the past sanskars, past some memory will activate. Because intellect was free. Intellect's role to remind you. So here, in this spiritual university, what is meditation? Develop your concentration is meditation. Means meditation is not only using one power. Only creating positive thoughts, it is worldly definition. In this spiritual university, the definition of concentration or meditation is use, channelize these two powers at a time. Mind and intellect. Both the connections you have to connect with the powerhouse. Then you will get power. That power will erase the negativity. Then you will go into charge. So that the three words are used when you sit in meditation, line clear from here to Paramdham. Second, connection clear. Third, relation clear. If these three things are there, you are doing perfect meditation, complete meditation. So if you want to keep your line clear from here to there, whenever you sit, not just create thoughts, talk to you. It is a dialogue. So ask, who am I? Intellect. Use your intellect. Do not leave. If intellect is free, intellect will remind certain things. Past memories will activate. Then we say, we cannot connect. Some things are disturbing me. So full concentration is necessary. Talk to you. Who am I? Intellect is giving answers. Use your intellect. Use your heart. Second, what is my form? Intellect will give answer. Yes, this is my form. What are my qualities? Intellect must give. One by one activate. From where I came? Who is he? Baba is also having 8 powers. Why you want to remember him? What he is having? So compare what my father is doing and what I am doing. Do not ask what he is doing. He is always pure. I want to become like him. What for that? What I have to do? He is always giving knowledge. What I am doing? I am just listening, just accumulating. I want to follow him. What my father is doing? He is always peaceful. What I want to do? I want to become like him. That's why Baba said, Bap Saman Bano. What he is doing and what I am doing. Activate yourself, connect, talk to him. Just 15 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour each day if you are doing. So when you sit, you see, no other thoughts are coming. That is called, we detach. How to forget the body? For you cannot leave this body. We have to stay in this body. By staying in this body, we have to forget. How? Detach. How to detach? How to become soul conscious? How you will become soul conscious? think about the self. Do not allow your mind free. To other thoughts should not come. Do not leave your intellect free. The past memories should not activate. Otherwise, free mind, free intellect is devil's workshop. If you leave your intellect free, other things are there. There are many things. They will activate. Even though I see that, I feel you are, when your eyes are open, you are looking, you are very alert, but you are not here. Your heart is somewhere else. We have connected somewhere else. So that should not be there. Full presence. Full concentration. So that is only two times in a day, morning and in the evening. So when you sit, talk to you. Combine these two powers. Ask, who am I? Yes, I am this. What are my qualities? One by one, intellect will remind you. Yes, these are my qualities. Mind and intellect both are channelized. Both are using. And connect, talk to him. Who is he? What he is doing? If each day half an hour, morning, half an hour, evening, if you are doing, you see the deep-rooted sanskars. So we raise application of power. So we charge. And whole day to maintain. There are two things. Whenever you meet, whenever you see, when you meet, share some positive things. What Baba said today. So when you see others' behavior, other attitude, somebody is doing something. So even when eyes are open, we are not in forest. So when you see, the thoughts are coming. What to be done? We have to, whenever you see some person, you have to close your eye. No, you have to see. We are in family. So what will do? Any solution? Suppose when you see your eyes are open, somebody is doing something wrong. What you will do? You will close your eye? You will avoid? You will avoid him? Huh? If possible. Otherwise? If not possible, suppose we both are staying in one home, in one seat, now you are sitting, he is disturbing, he is talking, he is making noise, and you want to listen the class. So what you will do? Even he never listened. What will do? So he is doing, he is disturbing. You want to listen and she is along with you. She is disturbing. So it is possible to ignore. You will close your ears. So you will, when you see the situation, you close your eye. So what is the solution? Any solution? So we say, do not listen, it is possible. Noise is coming. So when it is entered, it will influence definitely, even though you do not like it. Till it is. So what is solution? When you are going on the road, I am walking. So when you see, I see your behavior, you are not looking, doing something, good action. So at that time, I cannot connect. So it is fraction of second. So when I see any situation, it will influence, no? I will get influence. And when I am free, so thoughts are coming, when I am sitting meditation, when I go for bed, the same will emerge in the form of thought, dreams. So how to protect? That's why I create one question. So how you protect? Any solution? And that is meditation Baba is teaching here. Because whole world is telling, think positive. How to think? When you see the sister, you cannot say, hello brother. Sister is sister. Which sister? Oh, that sister. Mind is working. Mind will create. So what will do? It is possible to create positive. It is said, think positive. How you will think? And that is meditation here. That's why I'm asking. So what is solution?
Yes. Yes. He is disturbing. So what is solution for that? No, you do not have. Anybody is having? He is having a solution? Huh? Knowledge. So he will say, yes, I know. Keep quiet. I know the knowledge. And he do not know your language. So by chance, you want to share some knowledge. He said, I do not understand what you are speaking. Then what you will do? Any more? Just smile. Sister is telling, just you smile and leave it. You disturb, smile. When you disturb, the smile will come. Huh? So what do we do? What will do? Give drishti. Give drishti, it is good. Any more? And that's what Baba said. What is meditation here? So Baba said, suppose, if he is disturbing you, he is not your child, he is child of Shiv Baba. Just to tell him, Baba, he is your child. And you have given me direction. Remember me. I am following your direction. And he is your child. He is disturbing. You must take care of him. You are responsible for him. Just to create positive thoughts. If you are because my thought is not working, I am connecting, I am asking him. And it is his role. He said, suppose there are two small children, they are disturbing in the class. Just to tell them, children, keep quiet. They never listen. They are innocent. What will you do? You will beat them. You will tell, mother, you take care of the children. So we are having one father. We are children of one father. So when you are sitting in meditation, or while doing anything, somebody is disturbing, somebody is doing against of your will and wish, do not try to convince him. He never listen to you. We do not have that power. So he is child of that father. He is child of my father. Ask him, Baba, he is your child. You must take care of him. That positive, powerful vibration will work. But before that, what we will do? We think, create negative. Oh, he is such and he is that. We create negative. Then we remember, yes, Baba said, create positive. First we will create negative, then positive. Takes time. So, initially only, when you understand his behavior, he is not giving cooperation, just create positive. Baba, he is your child. He is very good. But, some conditions. Something is wrong. I do not know. You must know because he is your child. This is positive. So, when you are looking at others, when you are somebody is coming in your connection, relation, how to serve others? Possible. This is meditation. That is, maintain yourself. Otherwise, each second we get influenced by others' behavior, by others' attitude. Yeah. If you want mic, so others can also listen. Brother is asking very good question. Because after listening, we must share something, no? Otherwise, just silently we have to listen, not.
Om Shanti. So, the idea is to share and to learn. And this happens to us, we are Bharatvasis originally, but we have settled abroad. So, all of a sudden, by living there, as you said, sanskars change. So, by living overseas, we have certain disciplines. We come back over here to Madhuban, we stand in the bus line every single day. I could be the first one in the bus line. 20 people will stand up behind me. I'm the first guy standing there, but 20 other people will go in front of me, and they're in the bus. The bus goes away. Right? The bus goes away. Okay, Baba, my destiny. I sit in the bus. I'm all the way at the back. No, actually, I'm not all the way at the back. I'm in the front. The people all the way in the back, they're rushing out first. Okay, the door's right here, and I'm blocked. Simple things. I've found a way to overcome that by simply thinking that they are asleep, they are not awake. So, Baba, please help them. So, with that, maybe one thought, I'm able to pacify myself, keep myself occupied with, as you said, with those thoughts, which is okay. But there are situations where these two eyes, the ears, they don't help. Because you talked about the mind, intellect, and sanskars. Great, we understand that. We wipe our intellects clean, but then the eyes are a source of input up here. Many times we don't have a chance to have that controlling power because, again, sanskars are there. Situations are going very fast, 100 miles an hour. So, and the ears sometimes. So, again, it's a full circle of trying to understand. Sometimes it works, other times it doesn't. But somehow your example of asking Baba to bless him so that he stays quiet,
no, I'm not convinced with that. There are two things. First, I said, if you are knowledgeful and powerful, then just you said, I am in queue, I am in first, the last person, he is interrupting. So, okay, certain things, my own brother, okay, if he is urgent, he want to go, he is not knowledgeful, we will adjust.
Let go.
Let go. Sometimes we have to face certain things, tolerate, somebody is misbehaving, okay. Certain. I am not losing something. Yes, somewhere you have to use this. Then some certain things are going too much wrong. Then what? You are helpless. Because you cannot do anything. There you said, we are helpless, then we are having one power. At that time you have to use that spiritual power to try to protect. Because you cannot do anything.
True.
Yes. Instead of disturbing ourselves, instead of creating negative thoughts, what I can do?
Use the power to withdraw, maybe.
Yes.
Just back off and...
Otherwise, somebody is doing mistake. What will do? So we'll create, we create negativity, anger will come. We are the loser. He is doing something wrong and I am losing. Somebody is doing something wrong and I am punishing myself. In such situation, it is understanding. So that knowledge is Baba is giving. Okay, all cannot be one. That's why I said number one. Number one, number two. One who apply knowledge and power, he will activate.
True.
He will win. That's why. That's why this knowledge is necessary.
To be a good businessman, right?
Business is necessary, no? Okay, Om Shanti. Now 1 minute. Yes, you want to ask something? Okay, thank you. Now 1 minute you will remember Baba. Remembering means giving thanks to him.